Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To begin, and to make sure we have representation of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
46.
46. Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None.
Thank you. If that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American?
White.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
Extremely motivated.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you very much. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
By 8.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 from the list. Is it climate change, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform or police violence, crime and violence, healthcare, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, abortion.
Voting rights and democracy.
The next one were immigration, jobs and the economy.
The economy.
And the economy, thank you. Now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. The first one is Hakeem Jeffries.
10.
A 10. The next one is Joe Biden.
10.
Democrats in Congress.
10.
Then we have Republicans in Congress.
2.
2. Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
I don't like Donald Trump.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means very cold and unfavorable, and 10 means very warm and favorable?
1.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Kamala Harris.
1. Oh, 10.
Thank you very much. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if you had to choose for whom you vote, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
I'd say it's better under Biden.
And do you feel it is somewhat better or much better under Biden?
Much better.
Much better. Thank you. Now, would you be more or less likely to vote a candidate for Congress who had the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? Is too woke.
Too what?
Is too woke.
I don't even know what that means.
For what you've heard, would you say is much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, much less likely to support, or it makes no difference?
Much more likely to not vote for them.
Much more likely to not vote? So is that much less likely to support?
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is honest and ethical.
Yeah, honest and ethical.
So that would that be much more likely to support or somewhat more likely to support?
More likely to support.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. The next one is wants to build black wealth.
Do what?
Wants to build black wealth.
Black wealth?
Yes.
No. Don't make no difference.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is effective and gets things done.
Much more likely to vote.
Thank you. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much more likely to vote.
It protects abortion rights.
Much more likely to vote.
And the last one for the list is fights racism and discrimination.
Now, what was the first one?
Fights racism and discrimination.
Much more likely to vote, first one.
Thank you very much. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat, and 0 means that it does not describe them at all, or does not describe them well at all. The first one is defense democracy.
Gone.
Is that a one?
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is wants to build black wealth.
4.
The next one is puts people over politics.
1. 1's better, right?
No. 0 means it does not describe Democrats in Congress at all. It describes them. 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 10 describes them extremely well. Would you like to?
Oh, and 10.
Okay. Would you like to revise the other ones?
Yeah, would want to revise them all.
Thank you. The first one was defense democracy.
10.
Thank you. Wants to build black wealth.
5.
Puts people over politics.
10.
Looks out for people like me.
10.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
10.
Grows the economy.
10.
Secures the border.
Well, I don't think anybody secure it. 5.
Thank you very much. Next, we're going to Well, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate statements on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, as a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
One. That was the best one, right?
We have 0 is not motivated at all. 5 is somewhat unmotivated. Yes?
And 10 is motivated, right?
Extremely motivated, yes. Any number between 0 and 10.
I want 10.
Thank you. The next one is, as an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in affordable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing Black business ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years.
10.
Thank you. The next one is, as a working parent, my family now has the healthcare coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and the 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
Then we have, as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
Damn.
And then when you have, as a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
Well, I don't have any children in school, but I said 10 for everybody does.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We're halfway there still, so let's continue. Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. The list goes as follows. Sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, invested in Black businesses ownership and entrepreneurship, and cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Out of the list,
none of
the above?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, sometimes in service like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. So we once again want to ask you, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote the Democratic.
Thank you.
For president.
Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap, or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
Raise Black families out of poverty.
Thank you. Next, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats in, for Congress. You may choose once again any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage since 2023. So do you find the statement not convincing at all, which is a 0, 5 is neither convincing nor convincing, and 10 is very convincing to vote for Democrats for Congress?
10.
Thank you. Then and we have, while Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative for Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress, this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us.
10.
Thank you. Then we have, gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real actions. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
10.
Thank you. Then we have, costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drugs costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees.
10.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But the Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
That one's a definite 10.
Thank you very much. Now we have a few more questions we want to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
I'm 10.
Okay, thank you. And once again, how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
8.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes in survey like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. So for the final time, we want to ask you, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic.
Thank you. Now, once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, and 5 means that it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. We just have 2 items. Wants to build black wealth.
I didn't hear you with that last one. What was it?
Wants to build black wealth.
I said five.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
I say one.
Thank you very
that was
much.
The best one, right?
No, the
oh, is it
zero
10?
Is the
well,
yeah.
Oh, I like 10.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, now we go to the classification section. So, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
My employment status? I'm retired.
Thank you very much. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. And last year, if that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Before what?
For one?
Oh, 2023?
2023, yes.
I was about 40,000.
Thank you very much. Now, aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
Never.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience, sir, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
And thank you. Goodbye.